The study was published in the Journal of Climate. When compared with the rest of the nation, researchers found that the Great Lakes region had a significant increase in the amount of snowfall. Adam Burnett is an associate professor of geography at Colgate University. He was the lead researcher on the study. Burnett found that warmer lake temperatures make ideal conditions for lake effect snow.
As cold air begins to blow across these warm lake surfaces, that sets up the lake effect snow processes. And the thinking is that perhaps global warming is being reflected by increases in the thermal characteristics of the Great Lakes, which are then playing out in the Great Lake effect snow.
In the study, Burnett compared the snowfall from 15 weather stations around the Great Lakes. He examined records going back over 70 years. Syracuse, New York, is one of the nation's snowiest cities. In terms of the amount of snowfall, it had five of its worst winters on record in the 1990s, the warmest decade of the 20th century. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Richard Annell.